Well, we had a very good win in a difficult stadium to win. Regarding their performances and results the last couple of weeks, so we were happy, very happy with this win. And of course, we have a tight schedule, but I think the team is, it's focused to go on and on the path we are on.
Back-to-back league wins have taken a long time in coming, but now that it's been achieved, can you use that to push on even more strongly?
Yeah, we when I started in December, then we were, let's say, close to the zone, the relegation zone, 1 point, and the first objective was, of course, this club must have big targets, big objective, but it was a side objective to get as soon as possible out of this relegation zone. I think the team did well, did very well with draws and victories at the end. So in a relatively short time, we have accomplished that, let's say, in between target, which is not the target for Chelsea, of course. But that encourages also to go on.
You're 8 points behind fifth place with 11 games to go. What sort of consolation would the Europa League be if you couldn't reach the Champions League for next season?
Well, of course, we say when this goal is achieved, this in-between goal, then we, of course, we watch to the fifth or other places. But that's rather difficult. But we like to go where they belong, where Chelsea belongs.
Is there any update on the news of your potential successor?
Steve?
No.
Are you happy with that situation at the moment, or do you feel that it should be resolved, whatever the outcome?
I expressed in my previous press conference what my personal view and opinion is. Whenever things are done for the near future, I think my personal opinion can be transparent. So there's clearness for everyone involved. Yeah.
You've brought a calmness and a stability to the club during your time here and in your second spell. Would you hope that long term that's what starts happening here?
As long as calmness is not translated in setting back a bit, you have to go with stability forward and see what can be done in the near future to get this club where it belongs, and it belongs, of course, in the top of England, and that's obvious.
You might not win the title this year, but you could have a very big role in deciding who does, couldn't you? Your last three games at the moment at home are due to be Manchester City, Tottenham and Leicester. How much of a part do you hope this club can play in deciding who is champion?
Well, I hope it will be very nice. It will be very nice to... No, it will not be nice, because normally a club as Chelsea should be involved the other way around, as these clubs you are mentioning are involved at that time in May. So for Chelsea, it would have been the ideal situation to have it the other way around. But realistically, we are part of that in the month of May. Yes, it's
another striking image of the weekend was Louis van Gaal and his pretend dive in the dugout to point out that perhaps Alexis Sanchez was overreacting. What did you make of all of that?
I saw it. You could see that he has been educated also as a physical teacher, because then you have a practice in judo as well. He fell down perfectly down. It was not very hard. He very fluently went down.
Nothing you'd ever contemplate doing.
I had also had some judo, so I'm able to do so as well. In the execution, yes, I wouldn't do that.